On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the light blue outline of a castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures. The logo fades to static, giving way to a field of stars. Words appear. Turo System, secret location. In animation, a rounded gray spaceship flies into view. Its spherical front leads a crescent-shaped tail section. Bubbles fire from two tanks of liquid on either side. A smaller ship with insect-like wings soars after the rounded ship. Clamps protrude from the rear of the first craft. The smaller ship assumes a vertical position and docks with the clamps. The clamps retract, pulling in the smaller spaceship. In an airlock, a round door slides open. Steam billows out as Gantu marches through. He enters a large room with an arched glass ceiling. A white rodent-like creature with red eyes appears on a giant monitor.
Please come closer. Have a seat.
The hulking alien marches to a small chair and sits on it awkwardly.
Tell me, what makes you think you are so qualified for this assignment?
Well, my previous occupation was captain of the Galactic Alliance. But, after my last mission, I was, retired.
You let Experiment 626 escape!
It wasn't my fault! The little trog and...
Calm down! This job has absolutely nothing to do with 626.
I know what the job is about. And I believe I know the location of the item you seek.
Where is it? Where?
A tiny planet in Gamma Quadrant. They call it... Earth.
Fade to black. Daytime. A massive ocean wave curls and crashes. A title appears. Disney's Stitch, the movie.
Turn on the music and we'll get somewhere. Dance, dance, dance till your toes get tan.
Another wave curls. Smiling, David surfs under it. Hands set down trays of food on a table. On the beach, a smiling man serves a volleyball. A blonde toddler creates a sandcastle with a bucket. A banner reads, Kama Aina Luau. The table of food lies underneath it. David carries his surfboard ashore.
Hey, Nani! You need some help? Let me give you a hand.
He catches items.
Where's Lilo?
She's not with you?
Look! A parking space! Whoa!
Jumba and Pleakley crash a dune buggy through a railing.
Ridiculous Earth vehicle needs evil genius tune-up.
I am thrilled! My very first day at an Earth beach. I've been studying mingling with locals.
He gestures.
Hang loose!
Women stare.
Whatever.
They leave.
Are you sure Woolly One Piece bathing suit is from proper century?
Absolutely. Put on your hat.
Hey, have you two seen Lilo?
We thought little girl was with you.
Today you take your rightful place as part of the Hawaiian community. Are you ready?
Stitch wears a grass skirt and flower lei.
Nice skirt. But you don't need to dress up. Just be yourself.
He grows another pair of arms.
How?
Maybe not that much yourself. Now remember, in Hawaii, everybody calls each other cousin. Not because we're all related, but because we're one big ohana. One happy family.
Lilo leads Stitch to the beach.
You'll be fine. Just say, aloha, cousin.
She gently pushes him forward.
Go on.
Hesitating, Stitch approaches the blonde toddler building a sandcastle.
Aloha, cousin.
He hugs him and the boy runs away.
I got it!
At the volleyball game, Stitch slaps the ball.
Huh?
His claws pierce it and it deflates.
Aloha, cousin?
Mmm, smells good. Okay, who wants to slice the pineapple?
Stitch brandishes a chainsaw. People flee, knocking over the banner. It falls on torches and bursts into flames. Stitch loses control.
That's my chainsaw.
The picnic table cracks in half. A serving bowl lands on Stitch's head.
Hey, that blue dude, he's like totally freaky.
I told Lilo, no pets.
Lilo buries her face in her hands. Frowning, Stitch sulks away from the beach. Nighttime, in his spaceship attached to the house, Stitch stares at his reflection in a window. He raises a claw.
Oh, howl. Howl. Howl.
Oh. Lilo arrives.
I brought ice cream.
Stitch hops down.
It wasn't that bad. After you left, I got to help put out the fire.
Oh, no cousins.
You're a part of our Ohana now. But getting everybody else to like you is harder. Trust me, I know.
I'm freaky.
You're different. You're one of a kind. Like Frankenstein.
He faceplants in the ice cream. Downstairs.
You sure you can watch Lilo for a couple of hours?
You two go. Have a good time. Everything here is completely under control.
A boiling pot bursts into flames.
Why, I'm even fixing my very first Earth dinner.
You're fixing dog food.
I know. It makes its own gravy.
He samples it.
Here, why don't you take this?
Leafy greens?
No, it's money for pizza.
They deliver.
Really? Fascinating.
Don't worry, they'll be fine.
Yeah, I guess they're okay. But I think Pleakley tries on my clothes.
Ooh.
David looks at the house and follows Nani. Inside, Pleakley peers through the front door's window. He glances around, then smiles and runs off. In Jumba's workshop.
Insert tab A into chromosome B.
Jumba?
Space! Oh, 626. What do you want? I'm busy doing genius work here.
Oh, Kamja Uga.
No cousins? Well, of course not. We are each one of a kind, you and I. Evil genius scientist and evil genius creation. All alone in infinite universe. Sure, you have maybe found tiny adopted Earth family, but we have no, as you say, cousins.
Oh.
Huh? What is this?
The house shakes. A red light flashes outside.
Must be the pizza. I'll get it!
Wearing Nani's clothes and a wig, Pleakley opens the door. Gantu stands on the porch, aiming a gun.
Gantu!
Pleakley slams the door and pulls down the shade.
He's come back for Stitch! Hurry! We can sneak out the back.
Jumba, where are you going?
I have to take care of things.
He grabs a covered object.
What is that?
What is what?
Huh?
You can't have Stitch, big dummy.
Think of the Fava.
I'm not fat, and I'm not here for the failed experiment 626.
He fires a net at Stitch.
Stitch!
Where's Jumba?
You must take this and hide.
Oh, no. This is something bad. Evil and bad.
Take it.
No.
Take it.
Evil.
Take it.
No.
Take it.
Bad.
Take it!
No!
Take it!
Evil!
A ball labeled 625 falls out of the covered object. Through a window, Gantu spots a drawing of himself labeled Big Dummy.
Very funny.
Not to make a peep, my little one-eyed one. Our entire galaxy is doomed.
But how am I supposed to breathe?
Jumba shuts him in a chest. Gantu peels open the roof.
Jumba Jukiba.
Gantu! Not see long time!
Where are they?
They? Who they?
The other 625 experiments.
You must have me confused with other evil genius scientists.
What have we here?
Ping pong ball. Is Earth sport, like tennis, but tinier.
You're a bad liar, Jumba. Where are the other experiment pods?
I never discuss scientific research with big dummies.
Then perhaps you'll discuss it with your former partner, Dr. Hamsterville.
Hamsterville is alive?
And he wants his experiments back.
Gantu pulls Jumba through the roof.
Jumba? Help?
Outside, Jumba sits in a transparent pod attached to Gantu's spacecraft. The ship takes off.
He's taking Jumba!
Urkata! Jumba!
Stitch grows another set of arms and runs off. He clutches a wing of Gantu's ship, keeping it from flying away. Gantu pushes a joystick forward.
No!
Jets of flame shoot from the engines into Stitch, leaving a smoking crater. Stitch climbs out and shakes off.
Jumba!
Gantu's ship zooms away.
What are we gonna do?
Stitch folds into a ball.
Where are you going?
He rolls through the forest and Lilo chases after him.
Wait up!
They come to a clearing containing a red and white spaceship. Stitch rolls inside.
Jumba and Pleakley's ship!
Stitch works under the console.
Don't we need the keys?
He holds two sparking wires together and the console lights up. The engine spins and the ship rises. Its landing gear retracts and it zooms into the night sky. On a path, Nani walks with David.
Thanks for the, I guess it was a date. Was it?
We split the bill.
Yeah, but I paid the tip.
David, I'm not ready for a real date yet. Things are still kind of lo-lo around here.
Come on. How bad can it be?
Oh, no.
Nani spots the house's peeled open roof and broken door. She runs inside.
Lilo?
She looks up an elevator.
Lilo!
Anybody here?
Lilo! No sign of her.
Or Stitch, or those other two.
Look, you stay here in case anybody comes back. I'm gonna go into town to look for them.
I'm sure it's okay. She's probably just hanging out with her new friends.
In space, Jumba and Pleakley's ship does a barrel roll.
Do it again!
Ha! Jumba!
Stitch points out the window shield at Gantu's fleeing ship. He pushes a lever, firing a rotating laser gun.
Computer, lock hyperdrive coordinates on. Ha!
Stitch fires more lasers at Gantu's ship, but it dodges them. Jumba jostles in his pod.
Hey! Oh, oh. 626! Please to be sharper with the shooting!
A laser strikes an engine.
Ah! Right up his afterburner!
Damage!
Engine 1, 75% capacity. 50% capacity.
You had coffee today, didn't you?
Coconut cake and coffee!
Activate boosters!
Gantu's ship zooms off.
That way! That way!
Stitch follows.
Reroute engine power to rear cannon and lock on target!
A bulbous cannon descends from the rear of Gantu's ship.
Target locked!
Fire!
Stitch dodges the blast.
Good steering!
Mahal!
The red and white ship slows, electricity sparking over it.
We're losing all our power!
My turn this time.
Hyperdrive activated.
Gantu presses a lever and his ship blasts into space.
Jumba?
Shockwaves hit Stitch and Lilo's ship. It dips toward Earth. Still sparking, the ship falls through storm clouds. It slows abruptly and drifts downward on parachutes. Rain falls on Nani's house. The red and white ship lands nose first in the forest nearby. The parachutes gently drape over it.
I think we're out of gas.
Inside, David watches TV.
An emergency announcement from Earth Central Command. Aliens from outer space have invaded Earth and are kidnapping our most brilliant scientists for unknown purposes.
Lilo and Stitch arrive home.
Lilo, I knew you were okay. Hey, you're missing our favorite movie.
Stitch shakes off water and Lilo glares at him.
Does Nani know I was out past my bedtime?
Yeah, she's out looking for you.
Jumba was kidnapped by Gantu.
The big dummy?
Yep.
You and Stitch can handle him.
Hey, Weird. Where'd Stitch go?
David motions to the hallway.
Stitch!
Lilo peers into Jumba's workshop.
Stitch?
Stitch shakes the chest with Pleakley inside and listens to it.
quickly.
He opens the chest.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my. Breathing first, talking second. Came ready now. Jumba! Gantu kidnapped Jumba!
I know.
He was after this.
Hey!
Stitch snatches the covered object. He pulls off the sheet, revealing a metal sphere.
Ooh, antipathy.
He presses a screen on the base.
Container ready. Select experiment.
What is it?
It's some of Jumba's evil science.
The orb opens and green light fills the room. In the open sphere, numbered balls float around a glowing rod.
Oh, cool attack.
Look at that!
It's more illegal genetic experiments!
You mean there are more besides Stitch?
Well, Stitch is number 626. These must be the other 625!
They don't look like him.
They've obviously been dehydrated for transport.
How do they work?
Well, I'm no evil genius, but I'd say if any of these pods get wet, they would instantly rehydrate into one of the 625 prototype Stitch experiments! Each with its own unique and highly destructive capability! But I'm just guessing.
With more Stitches, I bet we could rescue Jumba. We could activate one and go back into space.
Hold it! Hold everything! These experiments are highly unstable and very dangerous. We're gonna keep these locked up.
He wraps chains around the chest.
Safe and dry. And as for you two, you must never, repeat, never open that container. If those pods were to get wet, it could create mass mayhem and planet-wide panic. Got it?
Got it.
Smish.
Outside, Nani arrives in her all-terrain vehicle. She enters the house where David dozes on the couch.
David, I looked everywhere. Have you heard anything?
They're fine, Nani. They're playing upstairs.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna get you a cell phone.
Lilo! Thank goodness you're okay.
Stop it! You're hugging me to death!
Where were you? What happened?
Well, Captain Gantu came back and kidnapped Jumba. So me and Stitch hotwired the spaceship, and we chased him into outer space, which was really cool. But then...
Wait. While David and I went to dinner, you went to outer space?
I'm not finished.
Sorry.
So, Gantu got away and we ran out of power. And then Stitch saved the ship. And then we came home. And then you came home and tried to hug me to death. Now I am finished.
I thought you said I had nothing to worry about.
I was locked in a footlocker.
And why are you wearing my favorite t-shirt? It's not even your color.
So what are we gonna do about Jumba?
What am I, an astronaut? He was abducted by aliens, Lilo.
But we can't just forget about him. He's part of our Ohana.
Stitch and Pleakley smile and wave. On the phone.
I know it's late, but I need to talk to Cobra Bubbles. It's an emergency.
Well, he's asleep right now.
So wake him up.
Well, I'm going to make a few calls myself, using my trusty intergalactic periwinkle pages. There's only so many phones in the galaxy.
Pleakley opens a directory and dials a call.
Hello? Planet Is Jumba there?
You know what time it is.
Well, you don't have to be rude.
I bet one of those other experiments could help us. Too bad Pleakley said not to open it.
Lilo and Stitch share a look. Stitch climbs around the chest, scratching at the chains. Wearing a satisfied grin, he stands beside it and puts his hands on his hips. He snaps his fingers and the chest falls open.
Also said not to get them wet.
Lilo fills a bathtub. She goes to the door and peers into the hallway. Stitch slides down a banister with the experiment container.
Hello? Planet Is Jumba there?
Don't jump in a lake.
Well, same to you, fella.
Stitch sneaks past and goes to the tub.
Wait, we don't need all of them. Just look for one that can recharge the ship.
Stitch sets the orb on the floor and presses the panel.
Container ready. Select experiment.
Images depicting creatures appear. One icon shows a head with a lightning bolt trailing from it.
Linderbach.
Experiment 221. Primary function, electrical power surge.
A ball labeled 221 slides out of the container. Stitch takes it and climbs on the toilet seat. He drops the ball into the bathtub water.
Experiment 221 activated.
A glowing ball of yellow energy rises. In a flash, a yellow creature with a long, thin body appears. Grinning, it flies in and out of an electrical socket. Experiment 221 slides up the wall and enters a light fixture in the ceiling. Electricity sparks and the power goes out.
Oh, come on!
Hey, what's going on?
Dark! Very dark!
The creature flies to a windowsill. Electricity sparking all around it, 221 flies into the forest and disappears. Flashes of light recede into the distance.
Oh, cousin lost. Jumba lost.
You have a lot of lost issues.
Stitch drops his head.
But if we can find 221, we can find Jumba. Come on, I'll get a flashlight.
Ooh, El Canto! Ha ha!
In space, the large spherical ship with a tail hovers near a ringed planet. Gantu's ship zooms toward it. Gantu enters the airlock with Jumba shackled on a hovering pod.
Prepare yourself for cruel and interminable torture.
I'm not afraid of torture. Excepting maybe a little bit.
I'm certain Dr. Homsterfield will find your little bit.
Jumba hangs upside down with only his head protruding from the ceiling. The room shakes and a door slides open. The short, rodent-like alien stands on the other side.
Gantu, you're late.
Ah, Dr. Jacques von Hamsterwheel.
Hamsterwheel, it is Hamsterwheel! You stole my evil, genius experiments, Jumba.
Perhaps since you paid for experiments, the evil is yours, but genius was all mine.
What? Come down here and say that!
Funny, you are shorter than I'm remembering, but you still have twitchy nose like gerbil.
I am not gerbil-like. I am hamster-like. You with your four eyes and inexplicable accent.
Anyway, I did find this one experiment pod. Jumba refused to reveal the location of the others, so I brought him to you for interrogation.
Only one? You incompetent fish-head of a minion! I kick your stinky, oversized feet! Wait. What? Interrogation? All right, you take this! And that! Don't just stand there! Bring me a phone book!
Gantu raises his brow. In the forest, Lilo scans the area with a flashlight as Stitch scampers around her.
It couldn't have gone too far.
Stitch lifts a boulder, then drops it back down.
Quiet!
He searches under a small rock, then gingerly sets it down. Sniffing the ground, Stitch crawls past Lilo and up a tree. He climbs across a branch and pokes his head above the canopy. Stitch's eyes turn red and he scans the forest. He spots electric sparks in the distance.
Maka maka! Sasa!
He hurries down the tree and scampers away.
Maybe he went this way.
Lilo walks in the opposite direction. Stitch drags her.
Hey!
On his ship, Hamsterville stands on books to face Jumba.
If you do not tell me where the other experiments can be found, I will begin with the threatening.
Your threatenings don't threaten me.
Then I will threaten your family.
I have no family.
Perhaps I will activate the one experiment pod and leave you to its tortures.
Experiment 625? Oh, he has all powers the same as 626.
He'll torture your little doughboy buddy into talking! Activate the experiment!
Gantu sets a beaker of water on the floor and drops the ball labeled 625. Tumbling in slow motion, it falls into the water. The ball dissolves in a cloud of bubbles. Water bubbles over the top of the beaker. A glowing ball of yellow energy expands above it. Jumba wears a panicked expression. With Hamsterville on his shoulder, Gantu runs out. Jumba hangs by his bonds above the ball. It explodes in a flash of light, leaving behind a yellow creature.
In a second now, you'll hear his tortured cries of regret. Please let me out, I'll tell you everything! Any second now. He's pathetic, screaming, begging for mercy! Any second. Should be right about... now!
I don't hear anything.
Shut up, I can't hear!
The door opens and Gantu aims his gun. 625 eats a sandwich.
Funny thing. 625 has all powers of 626. Even has advanced language programming. Unfortunately, he's also a lazy coward. But makes great sandwiches.
Ham or tuna?
I am irked!
On Earth, a light flashes above a tall wooden fence. Lilo peers through a crack in the slats.
It's on the other side of the fence.
She and Stitch climb to the other side, falling on a tent full of girls.
Lilo, what are you doing here?
You're having a camp out, but you told me everyone was sick.
We are sick. Sick of you.
Yeah!
Well, who needs your dumb fakey camp out anyways?
We're looking for a genetic experiment from another galaxy so we can recharge a spaceship and rescue Jumba from aliens.
The girls stare.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not. It's in your yard, right over there.
She points to a bug zapper that sparks as a moth hits it.
That's a bug electrocutor, not an alien. You and your disconfigured dog are total freaks.
Yeah!
Stitch stands with his ears raised.
You can spit acid on him if you want to.
The girls run away.
Come on, Stitch.
He slurps up green spit. They leave. Experiment 221 peers out from behind a post. It flies into the bug zapper. Outside Nani's house, Lilo and Stitch run to the back door. Lilo peers into the dark kitchen.
Don't let Nani hear us. It's so past my bedtime.
Lilo! It is so past your bedtime!
They share a glance. Nani chases them through the kitchen and living room. They hurry on a Stitch's elevator and zoom upward.
And don't forget to brush your teeth!
Ugh. Nani stalks past the living room where Pleakley dials the phone.
One more call before bed.
On Hamsterville's ship.
Quest and non sipatala, nova the business the ribotella, nova the business the ribotella, leave it to her.
Jumba stares.
Fun. Hello?
Is Jumba there?
This is he, him speaking it.
Jumba!
Nani looks in.
It's Jumba!
Quickly! How did you get number for Gantu's detention cell?
I just called the number listed here. Detention cell phone. Oh! Cell phone! I get it.
There must be some way to make that morally bankrupt scientist talk.
I think I'm going to make a sandwich. Hey, Gantu, how about a sandwich?
I don't want a sandwich.
You sure? Last of the bologna.
I don't like bologna. Too fatty.
Unauthorized communication intercepted. Detention cell 2.
They enter the cell.
So then Monkey says to Rabbi,
what's going on here?
Excuse me. Interrupting punchline.
Sorry.
Stop apologizing!
Sorry.
Hamsterville grabs the phone.
Give me that! Now listen to me, you color of Jumba, you!
Yes? Yes?
It's the kidnapper.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good. Fine.
What's he saying?
Oh, he says he wants all 624 other experiments as a ransom. Or we'll never see Jumba alive!
Wait for my phone call. I will then tell you the ransom exchange location and call you many nasty names! Ha ha! Hang that up!
Gantu complies.
Now slam it!
Oh, sorry.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
Daytime. A black car pulls up to the house and a hulking shadow approaches the front door. Nani answers.
You called?
Cobra, how are you?
Sleepy.
Oh, sorry.
Cobra! Thank goodness. It's terrible. Just terrible. Jump has been...
kidnapped.
That's right, by...
Dr. Humsterville.
And he's demanding a...
ransom.
Of the...
other experiments.
You're good.
Pleakley's smile fades.
How do you know all that stuff?
Information is power, and I like power.
What do you think we should do?
Wait for Humsterville's next call. Once we have the rendezvous location, Pleakley and I will exchange all the remaining experiments for Jumba. From there, we follow the governmental procedure.
And what's the governmental procedure?
Cobra gives him a look.
Classified. Right.
This is now an intergalactic incident. You are to take no further action other than what I have indicated. Is that clear, Lilo?
Yep. Me and Stitch are gonna go out and play. And not take further action.
Stitch looks in through the doggy door.
No action.
Outside.
That kidnapper wants all the experiments. We've got to find the sparky little electrical one we lost or no Jumba. We've got to search the entire island. Stitch?
In Cobra's car, Stitch touches wires together. Lilo walks over.
Tangible. Zizz.
She takes sunglasses from the glove compartment and they each wear a pair. The car pulls away from the house. Stitch drives through town and various neon signs flash on the windshield. The neighborhood girls stop their tricycles at a crosswalk as the car pulls up. Lilo rolls down the window and raises an eyebrow. The girls gape at her. Lilo gives them a look over her sunglasses, then rolls the window up as the car drives away. On the beach, a husky man points his ice cream cone to the side and Lilo and Stitch run off. The ice cream falls out of the cone. The friends use binoculars on an observation deck. Stitch talks to a frog. He writes on a notepad. The friends kayak past a waterfall. On the beach, Lilo peers through a magnifying glass and Stitch sniffs around. He bumps into a woman's backside. As she turns back, Lilo takes a picture as Stitch poses. Lilo stands on Stitch's head as they look from a lighthouse. In town, police officers eat donuts. Lilo eats a donut and Stitch drinks from a coffee pot. Cobra's car drives past a Birds of Paradise hotel sign. In the lobby, a lamp explodes as Experiment 221 zooms out of it. He flies into overhead fans, causing them to break. 221 leaps into a computer. Lilo and Stitch watch patrons flee.
I'm thinking he's this way.
They arrive on a disheveled patio.
This looks promising.
221 zips by on a bamboo framework overhead.
Look out there!
Stitch points as 221 breaks hanging lanterns.
Don't lose them! I'll find something to catch him in!
Stitch climbs a wooden totem pole. 221 spies him and darts away. The experiment looks back at Stitch.
Need another twister!
On the ground, Lilo spies a large vase. Stitch and 221 face off. 221 looks down, then zaps Stitch. Stitch falls, but swings on a rope. He yanks it, causing 221 to plummet into the vase.
Got him!
Lilo flips the vase as the experiment struggles inside.
Aw, isn't he cute? He's got your smile.
At home in Stitch's spaceship, he and 221 maintain eye contact through the vase. 221 bares his teeth. Stitch flaps his ears. 221 flaps his ears in return. Stitch's two extra arms pop out and 221 reveals his extra arms. Stitch jams his tongue into his nostril and 221 mimics him. Stitch hugs the vase.
Oh, cousin!
Lilo arrives in the elevator.
I've been working on your chart. As you can see, it's not nearly as bad as Stitch's was. Too bad we have to give you away.
No.
What do you mean, no? We gotta get Jumba back.
Cousin, Ohana.
Stitch clutches the vase containing the other experiment.
You know what? You're right. It's like I said, we're all one big happy family.
It's the call! The call! I'll get it! I'll get it! No!
Pleakley trips over Cobra's feet.
Be calm. Get the rendezvous information, then hang up.
Come, rendezvous, hang up. Here I go. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Pliakley. Hi, this is the new You Wonder Girdle Company calling regarding your order.
Oh, wrong number. Girdle? I wouldn't need a girdle for my disguise because it's an undergarment. Why would I use a girdle? I didn't order anything!
What?
Oh, hello, how are you?
It's Hamster Wheel.
Hamster Wheel, Hamster Wheel!
In the car.
The lighthouse in 10 minutes and don't be late! That's what he said!
Cobra turns the key, then notices loose wires.
This is an unfortunate complication.
I know! We can take the ridiculous Earth vehicle!
Cobra and Pleakley drive away in the dune buggy. In the house.
Where's Pleakley and Cobra?
They went to the lighthouse to get Jumba back.
But...
And I've got to go to work.
But...
No more buts! Just stay here.
Lilo and Stitch watch Nani drive away. They share a glance and smile. Stitch puts the two wires together in Cobra's car. The car rolls away. Now waves crash against jagged rocks. Above, the lighthouse sits on the edge of the cliff. As seagulls fly past, Cobra and Pleakley pull up in the buggy.
What a stunning example of Earth architecture! Why isn't the big light all flashy spinning aroundy?
The beacon hasn't been lit for years. Too costly.
Pleakley holds the experiment container as he waits next to Cobra. He taps on the orb with his fingers. Cobra glares at him, and he stops.
Humsterville should be here by now.
Gantu's ship flies through the air and lands next to the lighthouse. A ramp lowers and Hamsterville emerges at the top. Pleakley leans over to Cobra.
That's Hamsterwheel? He sounded much bigger on the phone.
Stop talking about me, you gossipy pea brains! Do you have the ransom?
Do you have Jumba? That's my question to you, sir!
Bring out the forehead fathead!
Gantu escorts Jumba in shackles.
Jumba! You're okay!
Enough with your teary reunion! Commence with giving me all the experiments!
Pleakley glances at Cobra, who nods. The alien slowly carries the sphere container to Hamsterville, who grins.
623 experiments logged and functional.
623? There's one missing!
Code Yellow, delay movement.
My ransom demand was for all the experiments! You're trying to pull a sneaky thing!
What is one tiny experiment between old partners?
Quiet! I am blaming you for this! Dispose of him.
Gladly.
No! He's allergic to plasma blast!
Listen to him! It's true!
Wait!
Lilo and Stitch arrive with a wagon holding 221.
I've got the missing experiment.
What? Who is this?
A little Earth girl who can be a gigantic pain in the rear.
Well done, Lilo. Now give it to the diminutive gerbil-like creature.
Hamster-like! Not gerbil! Hamster! Give it to me!
No!
Lilo, it's the only way you can save Jumba.
But I gotta save Sparky, too!
You've named it.
Yep. We're gonna name all the experiments.
Oh, Iggy Pataba.
Shut up with all your nuts shutting up! Hand it over!
Nope!
Lilo, do what he says.
Whose side are you on?
He's on saving my life side. He's good side.
You fail to comprehend the complexity of the situation.
Do you want your Jumba or not?
Gantu aims his gun at Jumba.
Make your choice, little girl.
Lilo glances at Cobra, then Pleakley. Jumba stares at her with an open mouth. She turns to Stitch, who hugs the vase encasing his fellow experiment.
Okay, I've decided. You can't have either of them! Be free, little cousin!
Lilo lifts the vase and Sparky snakes away up the road.
Now you save Jumba!
Jumba, Jumba! Begin the shooting!
Finally!
Gantu fires his gun at Stitch, who catches the balls of plasma and throws them back. Jumba floats away, shackled on a hovering pod. Stitch grabs him.
Stay calm, we're completely safe here.
Gantu destroys the top half of Cobra's car.
Go green, now, now!
A large spaceship rises out of the water. Inside, the Grand Councilwoman directs her team.
Lock all sensors on the fugitive. Activate external sound.
Dr. Hamsterwheel. You are hereby ordered to surrender.
It's Hamsterville, you absurd Grand Councilwoman with your large pointed collar!
Prepare to fire.
Two giant cannons aim at him.
Don't shoot! He's got Stitch's cousin!
Sparky watches.
Cousin.
He flies towards the giant ship and darts inside, jumping into a control panel.
Fire at will!
Major electrical surge. All systems failing.
Brace yourselves!
The giant ship tilts forward and slumps against the cliffside.
Hurry up, you great lumbering idiot!
Hamsterville steals the experiments.
This is Cobra. 1013.
1013.
All systems offline. No injuries reported.
We're all right.
Thank goodness our little broken family is back together.
I have family? Ooh. I have family.
And you've got family too, Stitch. We're getting those experiments back.
Lilo and Stitch rush to Gantu's ship. Cobra chases them.
Lilo! Lilo!
Stitch leaps and grabs the closing hatch, pulling Lilo up with him. The hatch closes.
Lilo!
Cobra watches the ship fly away. Sparky leaps into the air and jumps inside the soaring spacecraft. Near the lighthouse, Cobra walks to the edge of the cliff.
Well, now what do we do?
We hope they can pull off another miracle.
Gantu's ship rises high above the islands and into space.
Container ready. Select experiment.
So many nasty experiments. I shall wreak mayhem on this stinky galactic empire.
Hunter!
What?
You little trog!
Stitch tosses the experiment container to Lilo, who runs with it.
Pesky earthling!
You want it? Cat!
She throws it to Stitch.
Are you ready?
No, let me stop.
Get them back! Get them back!
Gantu fires a net at Stitch, who catches it and uses it as a lasso. He knocks Gantu's gun away.
The window!
Lilo hits a button.
The window's open!
Warning! Window is open.
Stitch throws the container to Lilo.
Be free, cousin!
No!
She tosses the orb out. Gantu shoves his hand through the window, catching it.
Whew.
The container bursts open and hundreds of numbered colored orbs float down from space. They slowly fall over the island below.
Little girl has saved the experiments. Is very good.
Very good? Well, it's not very good. Well, it's the opposite of very good. It's very bad. 625 experiment pods activated by water raining down on one of the wettest spots on Earth?
Actually, is only 623.
Whatever!
A red orb lands next to a frog by a waterfall. A purple orb lands next to the blonde toddler making a sandcastle. An orb lands in a bowl of sugar cubes at a cafe. A green orb lands in a buoy floating near the shore. Another red orb lands in a hefty man's belly button as he sleeps. At the lighthouse.
I'm afraid Pleakley is right. This is indeed very bad.
On his ship, Gantu puts Lilo and Stitch into neighboring cells barred by glass doors.
This should keep you two out of trouble until Dr. Hamsterville can dispose of you properly.
He storms off, leaving them alone.
Well, that didn't exactly work out. But at least we saved all the cousins.
Lilo sits in her cell.
Maybe Jumba and Pleakley and Nani and David will find them a nice home.
They both wear sad looks. They sit against the wall, separating them.
Don't be scared, Stitch. I'll figure out a way to rescue you. Nobody gets left behind.
Or forgotten.
With hopeless expressions, they press their hands to the wall between them. Gantu's ship flies to Hamsterville's larger spacecraft. Entering the airlock, Hamsterville trots ahead with an evil grin. Lilo and Stitch wear shackles as they float on hover pods. Gantu brings up the rear. Hamsterville faces his prisoners who tower above him.
You think you're so... Phonebook! Phonebook!
Phonebook, yes sir.
Gantu stomps away and Hamsterville crosses his arms. He glances over his shoulder, then at Lilo.
1 second.
Gantu returns with a stack of books. He sets them down and Hamsterville climbs up to face Lilo.
You think you're so clever, don't you? You think you've outsmarted the infamous Dr. Jacques Van Hamsterville? Well, you made one grave mistake, you also adorable little Hawaiian girl. You delivered to me experiment number 626.
Glass encases Stitch.
I will now clone him and create my own personal army!
What shall I do with a little Earth girl?
Hamsterville covers his face with his cape.
She's of no use to me.
He trots away and Stitch floats behind. Lilo stares with sad eyes as a door shuts between them. Stitch lies shackled to a table.
Struggle all you want. You think you're so super strong with your... I can lift up to 3,000 times my weight. Well, that is exactly why I designed this restraint to hold your weight.
A large mechanism holds him.
Times 3,001!
Gantu follows Lilo as she floats to a lit platform. He lifts her and holds her upside down.
Let me go!
I know a nice zoo that will pay handsomely for an exotic specimen like you.
Gantu drops her onto the platform. A glass tube descends from above and traps her.
1 minute to teleport.
Unfortunately, my patented cloning process has one nasty side effect.
A giant claw opens to reveal an orb.
I have to cut you in half!
A smaller orb lowers and shoots a laser beam. It burns the table and slowly inches closer to Stitch. With Lilo.
Emergency alarm activated.
Location.
Detention cell 2.
Whoa, not again.
Gantu enters the detention cell with gun aimed.
625? What's the emergency?
I need to know our coordinates. I just got us a deal on a bunch of baloney.
The laser moves closer to Stitch.
The suspense is killing me!
Sparky emerges from a wall. He lands on the claw and looks down at Stitch, leaning away from the laser.
Cousin.
Sparky glares at the large orb, then jumps inside. Yellow bolts of electricity shoot out around the claw, causing the laser to halt.
What's happening?
Sparky shoots bolts into Stitch's restraints, and they open.
Oh, thanks, cousin.
They glare at Hamsterville, who peeks over a panel.
30 seconds.
Dad! Help!
They shackle Hamsterville.
I wasn't really going to cut you in half. It was a joke. Didn't Jumba put a funny bone in you?
Sparky shoots electric bolts into the controls.
Lilo.
Stitch skates down the large machinery used to restrain him.
20 seconds.
Ripping open a door, Stitch scurries down a long hallway. He claws through a vent grate and jumps through, hovering in midair. He looks down a deep shaft. He plummets. Stitch tucks himself into a ball, bouncing around before clinging to a wall with his claws. He skids down, ripping large grooves into the metal. He comes to a stop on a vent grate.
10 seconds. 9, 8.
Stitch finds light swirling within a glass pod. He breaks its restraints and tries to pull it open.
2, 1. Teleporting now.
He falls back.
Huh? Lulo!
He hangs his head.
Stitch? I'm in this one!
Oh. Oh. Goodbye.
He walks over.
Baloney order sent. Sending little girl in 10 seconds. 9.
Stitch frees her.
You're okay!
Ganju enters as they hug.
What are you doing in here?
He fires but misses. Stitch carries Lilo through a closing door and Ganju slams against it. A red light flashes as the airlock opens for the hulking alien.
You're not taking my ship!
On board, he aims at something sitting in a chair.
Hey, Gantu, where's my baloney? I got nothing here but cheese.
Where are they?
Oh.
The Earth Girl and 626.
I don't know, not in here.
Ba-ba!
Have a nice trip. Hit it, Sparky.
He bolts around the airlock. The smaller ship detaches from hamster wheels and flies into space with Gantu on board.
Navigation is disabled.
Warning. Navigation disabled.
625 watches electricity melt his sandwich on the dashboard.
Ah, grilled cheese.
He chomps into it. The ship plummets down through the night sky toward Earth. On the island, diners sit at an outdoor restaurant. The ship falls in the distance. It regains power and slows, skidding on the ground. Gantu struggles with the controls and the ship somersaults. It grinds to a halt in the forest, causing birds to scatter. The hatch opens and Gantu stumbles out, holding his head. 625 follows with a tall sandwich.
Well, I don't think we're going to be going anywhere. Looks like you and I are working together, huh? Sandwich?
No, I don't want a sandwich. Unless you have egg salad.
Nope, only cheese. Have you not been paying attention?
At the lighthouse, Cobra, Pleakley, and Jumba watch Hamsterville's spherical ship descend toward them. It skims over the water and comes to a stop by the rocky bluff. A hatch opens, revealing Lilo, Stitch, and Sparky. Hamsterville sits restrained on a round hover pod.
Aloha, we're back!
Lilo!
My genius experiment!
Another miracle.
These manacles are too tight, you miserable, oppressive do-gooders, you!
Dr. Hamsterwheel.
Hamsterwheel! Hamsterwheel!
We catch beggars. You're welcome.
Place him in the high-security gerbil cage.
Hamster cage! I am hamster-like! I will be back, you slavering, stinking human.
Now, what are we gonna do with you, Sparky? Let's see. You like making big bunches of power, right? But you keep blowing up things, like light bulbs and spaceship consoles. You need something really big to play with. Something that won't explode when you touch it. What is it, Stitch?
Oh, Lindsay.
He points to the dark lighthouse. Stitch, Lilo, and Sparky rush up the spiral staircase to the room holding the enormous light. Stitch grabs a pair of jumper cables. He clips them to Sparky's antennae. Sparky forces electricity through the cables, causing the light to shine brightly. Its powerful beam scans the sky.
Well, if that isn't a pretty sight.
This planet just never ceases to amaze.
It's just 500-watt alternating current powering cathode dioptric lens at 600,000 candela.
It is beautiful.
Which makes it all the more tragic that Iath is now infested with illegal genetic experiments.
I'm afraid I have no choice but to evacuate the planet and have them destroyed.
What? You can't destroy the experiments. They're Ohana, cousins. And each one of them has a place where they belong. Just like Sparky belongs at the lighthouse. And Stitch belongs with me.
Oh, how?
In fact, I'm starting to think we're all cousins. Even me and you.
The Grand Councilwoman looks surprised. Pleakley and Jumba glance at each other. Cobra smiles.
Very well, I won't destroy the experiments. If you can retrieve each and every one and find, as you say, the one place where each belongs.
But they're out there right now, and they're all very bad, right?
Yes, it's true. But once experiment is turned to good, it's completely useless for bad. I'm trying to fix for 627.
I hereby designate you an undercover intergalactic experiment retriever. And Stitch, too.
Oh, mahalo.
That's crazy talk! There are 625...
23.
Ugh, a whole lot of pods out there. How are you gonna find them?
It'll be easy. Like an Easter egg hunt.
Yes, but even more deadly. You must find them before they get wet.
Before they get wet? No problem.
The frog knocks the red orb into the waterfall and it turns into a winged creature. Another orb falls off the sandcastle into a wave and transforms into a creature with a drill bit tail. A woman drops the orb from the sugar cube dish into her mug and it turns into a rotund orange creature. The orb on the buoy gets knocked into the ocean and transforms into a creature with tentacles. The hefty man flicks the orb out of his belly button and into a pool. It turns into an enormous slug-like creature. Lilo and Stitch get in the dune buggy.
Come on! We've got 625 cousins to find.
623!
Whatever.
Are you sure they can handle this?
Lilo is a very persistent little girl.
And with 626, they make one hotshot evil genius experiment-catching team.
As Lilo and Stitch drive the dune buggy up the road and away, the lighthouse beam washes over us.
You're feeling low, got nobody by your side. It can be lonely and you want to only find a place, no need to hide. Just lay back, you'll fit right in. You can make it all come true, cause there's always hope inside, and hope will see you through. Aloha,
you'll
find the place where you belong.
Ohana,
a family to call your own,
where you feel at home. Nothing but these clear blue skies. Love it has found you, and when it surrounds you, it's just like paradise. Now the door has swung wide open, now your heart has taken wing. Feel that magic in the air, oh, hear your spirit sing. Aloha,
aloha.
Mickey,
Mickey, come on,
Cabal!
Hey, maybe the Grand Councilwoman will let us go home with her this time.
Jumba and Pleakley turn back as her spaceship takes off.
I'll get the wig.
Pleakley sulks away. Fade to black.